Easter is my favorite time of year, and here we are upon Holy Week. I'm super excited about it. There are so many meaningful ways that we can engage with our kids and have fun and that point them to Christ this week. So let's talk about different ways that we can do that.
Hi, this is Rebecca Messer, co-host for the Training Them Wisely podcast with our host, Renee Christensen. Renee speaks at church events and conferences teaching parents and grandparents how to grow in their walk with the Lord while discipling their children and grandchildren, because authentic, loving discipleship matters. Renee is a best-selling author of the book, Training Them Wisely, Discipling Kids, and has several new Bible study releases designed for the whole family to use together for family devotions, homeschool curriculum, or personal quiet times. These studies cover four age levels: preschool, kids, teens, and adults. Please find, follow, like, and share us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you are listening and following along. We're glad you're here with us today.
So it's Easter week. I'm very excited about Easter week. It is so much fun.
I think I like this week almost more than I do Christmas.
I definitely do. There's just, it's, you know, Christmas, he came, but this is why he came, and being able to celebrate his resurrection, the one-time sacrifice for all sins, the only reason I can go to heaven and be with him one day. I mean, this is an important week. This is what matters. It just makes me giddy, happy, and joyful the entire week to think about what God did for us. And there's so many fun things that we can do with our children that, but
so many.
Having fun, they're also really meaningful. So this is a really easy, fun discipleship week with your children, because you can have with your children and teens, because you, there's so
and
many.
And I think that's so important, because that heart stuff behind, like, there's so many fun things we can do. Easter bunny, you know, Easter egg hunts, dyeing eggs, all these just fun kind of surface level things. But that's just kind of that fleeting happiness stuff. And some of the things that we want to share, because a lot of people that I talk to, they don't know that there's resources out there for how to engage with your family in a fun and meaningful way this time of year. And I think it's really important to share the ways that we can do that, because this is the stuff that's joy. It's the soul shaping, lasting, eternally valuable stuff. Not that the other stuff is bad necessarily. I mean, it can be if you don't keep Christ in Easter, but, I'm excited to talk about the things that you and I have done through the years that really have meant a lot.
Yeah. And Easter is a big deal to our family. It's something that we typically spend quite a bit, a celebration on, and quite a bit, that we're doing this year. We have definitely probably done less than we have in years past, but that's okay. We have
seasons.
The entire
There are
week
seasons
to make it up, and I'm super excited about it. So one of the things that I do with my kids, and I'm going to post about this on the blog, but something I've been doing for years, and especially because I have such a wide range of kids, this is something that every single child, regardless of their age, enjoys doing, but it also has meaning and shows them different things. So we actually make this mix, that I put on their plates. And the first thing I put on their plate is cocoa powder, and they're like, chocolate,
nice.
But they taste it. And it's bitter because our sins are bitter and they're dirty, you know, like, so that type of thing. And then, I read a verse with everything that they eat as they go through it. The pretzels, where they have the stick pretzels and they form them into the cross. We eat craisins and talk about the blood of Jesus. We eat a cookie to represent the stone that rolled away. I mean, that's part of the reason that all the kids want to come and do it. We eat the marshmallows and talk about how Jesus is the only one that can wash away our sin. We eat this green gumdrop and we talk about faith and how we can grow in our faith. And that's a great conversation that I get to have with my older kids, especially, you know, as they're doing that. We eat goldfish, we eat the big pile of fish, and talk about how so many people need Jesus and how we can share Jesus. So that's one thing that we do.
I love that.
That's a lot of fun, and the kids all enjoy it, and it gets them to the table. It gets them in the scriptures, and we have great conversations every year about it. And they love it. It's part of our Easter tradition. It's a lot of fun, but everything that we're eating has a meaning and a purpose. And I really think, okay, kids learn so well when they're using their senses. So they're using their sense of smell, taste, touch, sight, hearing, all at the same time. And that's a great way that kids can learn.
Yeah, because it sticks with them, and it forms those core memories and the lasting ones. And it's very impactful because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know many people who haven't tasted cocoa and then discover, oh, wow, that's really bitter.
That's not a chocolate bar. Yeah.
No. And so I love that idea. So definitely everybody listening, make sure you go check out the blog. Because she's going to be putting that up there.
You can find that on trainingthemwisely.com, and there's a blog button at the top.
So make sure you go find that. It's interesting growing up for me. One side of my grandparents, they would always get us Easter baskets, drove my dad crazy because all that little grass stuff would go everywhere. But it was fun because they were out of state. And so it was a special way that they could kind of be a part of things with us. And then mom and dad would always do the resurrection eggs,
yes,
with the eggs that have the little symbols inside of them. And so I always knew that when I had my own family, that I would want to do resurrection eggs with my own kids. And so that was kind of what I started with. But then last year, one of my dear mentors told me about these Easter Advent blocks, along with a book called The One and Only King. And I thought, sure, because, you know, more things to keep little hands busy, because mine are about to be three this week and then 5 this summer. And so I thought, okay, I'll try that. And we have found this really sweet rhythm for Holy Week with my little family. We take the Bible and stories, and we read the corresponding story. And so James had been asking me to do resurrection eggs for weeks. Like, March hit and I got them out because I was putting away all of our winter decor and I was pulling out spring stuff. And so I went ahead and I got out the Easter things. And as soon as he saw them, he's like, oh, are we doing the resurrection eggs now, mommy? And I was like, no, we have to wait a couple more weeks. And so yesterday when I told him, like, okay, let's set it all up, we set out our cloth, we set out our Bible and stories, we set out our Easter egg things, we set out the Easter blocks, we set out, I actually have a crown of thorns. Even the resurrection eggs. I set out our crown of thorns and a crown, and I just have this on our sideboard. And so it's very visible all week. And then every night we walk through what happened in the Holy Week timeline. And last year it was actually really interesting. Friday we went to our good service service at church.
Yeah.
Good Friday service at church. We came home, we did things, and we were getting ready to go do our devotional for Good Friday, which is, and I just want to encourage parents, don't shy away from when Renee's talking about, like, the bitterness with the cocoa and their sin and the darkness that happened on Friday. And, you know, the disciples didn't know. I mean, Jesus had told them he was going to rise again, but there was a lot of unknown and there was a lot of fear. And there's so many opportunities here to talk to our kids about when we're fearful and we don't understand everything that's going on. We can trust that God has it under control. And so we were sitting down to do our Advent and the power went out.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And so we got to talk to the kids about how God made, when Jesus died on the cross, everything went dark. And it was, we had no control over that, but it made for a really neat opportunity to talk about the meaningfulness. So yeah, that's a little bit about what we do to celebrate Easter. And I really like the verse from Philippians 3, where Paul is talking about how he doesn't count any of his accomplishments as gain, but everything is lost for Christ, and Philippians 3:10, where he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And this is just a really amazing week to dig in with your family for fun, meaningful things, and also to kickstart, like if you're not having consistent family time or devotions with your kids, you can kind of kickstart doing that because and you have a whole week of consistency.
You do. And if you haven't done your resurrection eggs yet, there are also the half dozen resurrection eggs that start today. We're recording on Sunday, and I will print those out. I'll make a document on my blog as well for those. And you can literally just print them out, cut a circle around them, stick them in an egg. It's a really cheap way to do resurrection eggs. Resurrection eggs can be expensive for some families, but literally it's just plastic eggs and you can print a picture out.
Hit put the dollar in. Store.
Yeah. So, but they're a great way that are a lot of fun for kids really of all ages because they're brightly colored. They're fun. My teenagers still like them.
They love opening them up.
Yeah. And being able to see the object inside of them. Mm-hmm. Something else that we have done is the empty tomb rolls where you can do the rolls. You roll up the crescent, put the marshmallow in the middle. Those are a really fun thing that people can eat on Easter morning because you're excited. You bite into it. It's sweet. It's empty. And the kids are like, how is it empty? So that's a really fun
thing. I asked James that last year. I said, James, how's it empty? And he goes, I think it melted in the oven, mommy.
Figured that one out.
I was like, well, yes, it did, son.
And another fun thing that our family does sometimes, most years, is we make, you know how you make gingerbread houses at Christmas?
Yeah.
We use graham crackers and we make empty tombs during Easter as well. And so they'll get their graham crackers, whatever we have around the house, honestly, and just put together an empty tomb. And that's another fun way that the kids are able to talk about Jesus and the fact that he did raise from the dead, why he had to die as the one-time payment for all of our sins. Whenever on Friday, one thing that we've done is that whenever it was dark, the temple, the curtain was also torn in two. And that was a handbreadth. It was like 3.5 inches wide. And so I've gotten a piece of felt and been like, can you tear this? And to show them the separation that was there whenever the priest had to go into the Holy of Holies and that that was torn from top to bottom, something that thick when he died, representing the fact that we can come to him. So I've also talked about the historical part of the temple and pulled out the temple diagrams. I mean, you can do a lot during Easter to show what Jesus had done, because if you think about just historically, Jesus did live. He actually would have been standing beside Joseph when he had his hand on the lamb, being the future Passover sacrifice once and for all mankind.
It's just amazing.
Think about those things and just how personal the week is with Jesus. You can talk about on Monday how he went in with the money changers. You can talk about on Tuesday where he talked to the fig tree and was able to, and it withered. You can talk about what happened on about Passover and about there's so much of his week that's so personal and so recorded that we're able to go through and talk about with our kids. But you can really do these things in very fun ways and mention them each day, like during the week. Oh, this is what happened. You know, you can tell them a story as you're telling them this that's interesting for them to be able to listen to. So those are some of the traditions that we have done over Easter. There's also an Easter wreath that you can make where you can go around and it's got the different pictures and tells them what it is that they've done, and you can glue the circles together. I'll put a picture of
that's
that in my blog as well. And that's really easy to do as well. You can literally print off the pictures, put them onto little wooden circles, put them in the middle of your table. So just, there's so many creative ways that you can do this, and they're fun for the kids because the Easter Bunny, people think that can be fun. Personally, my kids were terrified of the Easter
Bunny. It's creepy.
Terrified of the Easter Bunny. So yeah, that was never something that we really had to do in our house because we went to this one. Okay. So this will happen. We went to this one place and they had an Easter Bunny was at Walmart, I think. It was a store. And my children saw that Easter Bunny and it was kind of a creepy costume and they were terrified of the Easter Bunny. So yeah, we never had to have that conversation really. But just to be able to focus on Jesus and to have fun with it and just enjoy your kids this week, because this is why Jesus came. This is why we can have joy and peace, is because of his resurrection.
So our encouragement for you guys this week is just dig in, enjoy walking through the history of Holy Week, discipling your kids, starting that rhythm. If you got out of it with, you know, the start back after the holidays and you need something to just kind of help get you kickstarted, this is a great time to do it. And if you need any help doing that, Renee, as we mentioned at the beginning, has a bunch of new Bible studies that are out. So you guys can go pick up one of those off of Amazon, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. We'll see you guys next week.